This is Morning Edition on MPB and Radio. Good morning. I'm Erwin Gratz. Now some analysis of yesterday's election results. Joining me live is Brian Duff, a political science professor at the University of New England. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Erwin.
Well, in the end, Paul LePage did increase his base of support and win re-election as governor. What do you think was behind that?
Well, yeah, he did a lot better than I think people expected. You know, I think on one level, it was a really good year and a good campaign for him. It was just a big year for Republicans. He did manage to run a pretty disciplined campaign. In one of the debates, he said that, you know, there's this ad that says I embarrass Maine, but I haven't embarrassed Maine in over a year. And he kept that up for a few more months. He, you know, was pretty disciplined. He didn't say anything too crazy. He was still sort of a warm, from-the-hip talker. And, you know, I think that helped. And then, you know, I think the bear hunting initiative probably brought out a lot of conservative voters, and they broke for LePage.
Now, Democrats did a lot right in this campaign, did they not?
Well, sure. I mean, I think Michaud was a strong candidate, and I think, you know, the biggest issue for Michaud was that Elliot Cutler was in the race, and he wasn't just in it. He spent a ton of money and ran a really vigorous campaign right up to the end. And he was a huge gift for the governor. He, you know, his positions were just so close to Michaud on social issues, on public policy, and it is really hard to get to 50% when you have a candidate who's so close to you, and it's hard to distinguish yourself.
Yeah, and he did draw 8% of the vote, and you would guess most of that probably came from Michaud.
I do think so. But, you know, even beyond the 8%, which I think is very significant, it's that having Cutler in the race, it really managed to obscure some of Michaud's strengths, because to distinguish himself from Michaud, he had to attack the details of Michaud's plans. He had to imply that Michaud wasn't being honest about how he'd pay for it. He had to attack Michaud's commitments to, you know, some of the social issues that were his advantages, whether it's women's rights, whether it's equality. And Cutler also obscured some of LePage's weaknesses, right? If, you know, if Cutler's could have, or if Cutler was in the race, Michaud could have said, look, a lot of people think my opponent is a political hack. He appoints his cronies. He doesn't do things above board. He doesn't have a plan. I'm the opposite of all those things. Would have been like a long look at a pretty clear choice. Instead, with Cutler in the race, you know, he's got this other person saying, no, you're also a hack. You've also been, you know, kowtowed to special interests.
Got it.
It made it much harder for Michaud to make the choice clear.
In the second district, looks like Republican Bruce Poliquin is going to win there. Why do you think he succeeded against Emily Kane?
Well, he had the same advantages this year as LePage. It was a great year for Republicans. And, you know, I do think, especially in the second district, that bear baiting initiative brought out conservatives. He also spent a lot more money. He has a lot of money of his own, and he put a ton of it into the race. And that usually makes a difference.
All right. Got about a little less than a minute. Was there an overarching message from the voters in this election, do you think?
You know, it's very hard to say what the message was. I think in part because, you know, what could have been this very long look at a very clear choice between two different visions for state government, it really did get sort of obscured by this three-person race. And so, it's very difficult to say what, a re-election for this governor, still without a majority, but much, much closer to 50%. What does it mean? It looks like he's going to have a slightly more sympathetic state legislature this year, but he'll still have to deal with a Democratic majority in the House, certainly. And, you know, I think we're going to get a few more years of the same. We're going to get a lot of stagnation, and, you know, we're not going to have a robust new plan for growing Maine.
Okay, we got to leave it there. Thank you very much, Professor. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Brian Duff is a political science professor at the University of New England.